Morgana in the studio with us. Morgana, welcome to Sports Talk.
Thank you, Art.
And I guess we'll start right off here because we do have some callers waiting to ask you questions. I'll ask you a few, first of all. Tell us a bit about your kissing history, if you will pardon the expression there.
Well, it started on a dare in 69 with Pete Rose. Then I was young and untamed, and I would take a dare. Now I'm old, so I don't take dares anymore. But that's how it started, a Sunday afternoon game in Cincinnati. It was rather a slow game. I think it was the seventh inning, and it was 0-0, and the fans seemed a little bored. And one of my best friends said, and got everybody behind us all riled up by saying Pete Rose was the only one who hadn't seemed to notice me in my box seat. Everybody else was spitting tobacco in my direction, or at least blowing bubblegum, except for Pete Rose. Why didn't I give him a kiss, you know, and show him what it was all about? So he was over there by the fence, right by my box seat. In fact, when I perched myself on the fence, you know, he was the next batter up, but the guy in front of him struck the third out. So by the time I got on the fence, everybody ran to center field, so I just went with them.
You just followed him right out there, then.
Yeah, I just ran on out. So that's how it got started.
How did the spectators receive this?
Oh, they loved it. And Pete Rose, well, he got a little emotional that particular day. He used a lot of obscenities. But then later on, after he'd calmed down, he came and apologized to me and told me, you know, it just frightened him because he'd never had a woman chase him around center field before. He didn't know if I was going to attack him or what. So, you know, the first time, of course, he was frightened.
The first time? Have there been more times with Pete Rose?
Oh, well, yeah, I kissed him at one of the roasts for Pete Rose. Of course, now we know each other and everything. But the other ball players, the first couple that I kissed, in fact, were a little shaky. But then after that, they started to recognize me and just said, oh, here comes Morgan.
I never thought Pete Rose would be in Playboy before you were. I was shocked at that. But he just had the interview, right?
Oh, where else have you made these guerrilla forays onto diamonds?
Oh, all over the country. Well, the most recent, of course, was just the All-Star Game in Seattle, Washington. But I've been every place from Cincinnati to L.A. You know, I kissed Steve Garvey in L.A. and Pittsburgh, Philadelphia. Let me see, just all over Kansas City. Just about any place you can name, I've been there.
We saw you in Seattle out there. I think George Brett was your victim there,
uh-huh.
Wasn't he? How did George respond?
Well, George and I have kissed before.
Oh-ho!
People are starting to talk. I kissed him in Kansas City one time, of course, on the home plate. And then he jumped up on stage and kissed me a few weeks after that. And then, well, in front of Associated Press and all, so it was legit. Then I figured, well, since the Royals are really my number one team, even though they're not going to make it this year, as we see, you know, they were having a lot of bad luck, so I thought, well, maybe I'll give them the kiss of luck, as the ballplayers call my kiss, and maybe, you know, help them on their way, which it seemed to bring them up a little bit, but they're not going to make it for the playoffs, of course.
It helped for a while.
Yeah.
Do you kiss and tell, Morgana? Who's the best kisser here?
Well, I'd say Pete Rose.
Pete is the best, huh?
Well, I have to say that anyway, because not only was he the first, but he is my favorite ball player. He's the Mickey Mantle, I think, of our time. You know, he's my hero.
He is a superstar, no question
sure
about
is.
That. You must be a baseball fan.
Well, yeah, I like baseball better than any other sport, I have to admit. I know when I was a little child, my grandfather used to take me to games all I wanted was the hot dogs. I really wasn't that interested. But I've gotten more interested since I started the Kissing Bandit bit. Of course, now I have my favorite teams and my favorite players and always want to see how they're doing and everything. So I've really gotten more involved since this.
Well, that's great. Ron, do you have anything?
There's no way she could do this at a hockey game. I mean, you'd be...
I did a basketball game once, and they kept on throwing the balls through the baskets, and I was underneath the basket.
I'd like to ask you about the ramifications of all this. Obviously, everybody enjoys seeing you run out, and you obviously get publicity from this. What is the other side of the story?
The security police?
Yeah.
Oh, boy, that's a good talk about being pinched. I have bruises all over me. No, I have to say that the best I was ever treated was Pittsburgh. You know, the Pittsburgh Pirates, bless their hearts, they really treated me great. After I kissed one of the players for the Pittsburgh Pirates, it was John Candelaria, by the way, they took me up to the owner's box up there. You know, and I met the general manager and the owner and I had pictures taken for their book and everything. So they were really nice and let me sit up there and finish watching the game. And except for that, the least that's happened to me is they just asked me to leave the stadium because if I go back to my seat, of course, it would cause practically a riot. Everybody wanting autographs on their books and gloves and what have you. But the worst that's ever happened to me was in L.A., well, I was arrested in Kansas City, and I had to ride in the back of a paddy wagon, which was quite an experience. But then in L.A., I thought was a really terrible thing when I kissed Steve Garvey because they handcuff you and everything. There, hands behind your back, plus the paddy wagon bit. And then they took me to the wrong jail. They took me to the men's jail, and my husband couldn't find me. He was sitting down in the ladies' jail looking for me, so that was funny. But they told us later the reason they did that is if you are arrested in L.A. and you go to the women's, whatever they call that particular place where they hold you, their detention area, you have to automatically stay all night. So this nice policeman took me to the men's area so I could get out as soon as my husband put up my bond. But who would have known I was over there with a bunch of men? And the bonds lady says to my husband, she is a woman, isn't she? My husband said, the last time I saw her, she was. So they finally found me. The police locked me in a little storeroom there. They couldn't put me behind bars, of course, while we were waiting for my husband. So they put me in a little storeroom because a lot of the policemen had gone out and gotten Polaroid cameras and were coming and taking pictures to prove to their friends I'd really been there. So
now, are you usually appearing in the cities where you go out on the field at the games?
Well, sometimes, but not always. Now, like in Seattle, of course, I had just finished working in Pittsburgh, in fact. And so I just dropped my stuff off in Columbus. That's my home, Columbus, Ohio. Dropped off my stuff and caught a plane to Seattle. And kissed and flew back, and then, in fact, came right here to Fort Wayne right after. Then when I kissed Steve Garvey in L.A., I was appearing in Kansas City, but I'd promised so many people for the last couple of years that I would get Steve Garvey. I said, well, at least I'm out in this general area.
Yeah.
So I flew in and kissed him, and as soon as I gave him my fingerprints and mugshot, I flew back to Kansas City. So not always am I in that particular town. If I've promised people and I haven't gotten them yet and I see that I'm in the general area, I'll catch a plane and go get them.
You come to Fort Wayne quite a bit now. You're starting to feel at home here, huh?
Yeah, everybody says, well, do you own a house here? I think I might as well buy one. I'm here all the time. But I'm really comfortable here. You know, the people are so great to me and everything. I'll work here maybe a month, and I'll leave for 2 weeks, and I'm right back here again. It's one of my favorite places.
Now, obviously, the playoffs and the World Series are coming up. What are your plans here? Can you tell us ahead of time or not?
All I can say is you may see me at the World Series. I don't really think that I would ever go out onto the field during a World Series. Of course, you never know when the spirit may move me.
You know, in Baltimore, you're going to have Blaze Starr to contend with out there.
Well, I don't think she cares about the ball field. I don't think Blaze Starr is going to jump any fences. But she might have, years ago, but I don't think she will now. But I think that for the World Series, there's so much pressure. Now, at the All-Star game, it's all a fun thing. There's really no pressure. But for the World Series, it's kind of like kissing a golfer, I think, I think they need all the concentration. Even though the players say I get their adrenaline going, and it really gives them inspiration. When I kiss a player, the teams all love it because they usually win the game that day. But I really don't think I would run out during a World Series. But you never know what I might do during the playoffs.
You think the World Series is almost a little too formal for that?
Yeah, I think there's so much pressure on them and everything, which I have never messed up a play. There's a lot of time and everything that goes in this. I've been on 12 major league fields, and I've never messed up a play. And that's why the ball players love it, because they do win the game. But I'm just afraid that with all that pressure that, some people, especially the security police, I may never get out. I may be under the paddy wagon or something.
Well, see, this is interesting because a lot of people that don't know Morgana personally may figure that she's just doing it for the publicity and the thrill of seeing herself on TV and all. And there is another side to it. You really are a fan. And,
and beside that, now I feel like I owe it to the people. That stuff stopped a long time ago because, you can only see yourself on TV or in the paper so many times.
Yeah.
It's like people bring me my write-up and I'll say, yeah, I saw it. Don't you keep them? And I'll say, no, my agent sends them off or something to a club so they can see what I've been doing. But after you've seen yourself so much, the first dozen times it was really exciting. I'd go home, watch myself on TV and all that stuff. But now it doesn't really interest me. But I do love this. It's really a fun thing, and especially to accomplish it, because everybody recognizes me now. It's not easy getting into the stadium, plus getting onto the field.
I wonder if you could run out there and plant one on Richard Nixon if you were at a California.
No, that's what they asked me that in Cincinnati. In fact, 1970, when I tried to get Johnny Bench, they said, were you going to kiss Nixon? I said, if I was going to kiss Nixon, what would I be doing on the field? In fact, if they asked me that at the All-Star game, was I going to kiss Gerald Ford, which I would have loved to kiss Gerald Ford because he's my idol.
He was at the football game the other night.
Was he?
Monday night game.
I would never kiss a politician.
You say that that people have a tendency to recognize you now, obviously, because you've been doing this. Do you resort to disguise at all? Of course, there are certain parts of you that would be difficult to disguise.
I have large ears. No. Well, I'll tell you, what I do is, you see, now I have my hair down. When I go into the ballpark, I'll just pin it up in kind of what they call a French roll and put on some sunglasses. And the shirt that I'm wearing now, a denim shirt, I wear that over a T-shirt. And I wear shorts and tennis shoes, and blend in with the crowd, hopefully. But what I really do that totally covers me up, as soon as I get into the stadium, I buy myself a program, and I open it, both pages, and I pretend I'm reading it until my batter comes up. Boy, there I am. Even during the national anthem, I stand up with the program on my chest.
Yeah.
Because that's when I have just a little bit of problem, when I stand up along with everybody else. Sometimes I may be a few inches further out than they are. So with the program opened up, that's my best disguise, I think.
Okay, let's see what the callers have to
say. Oh, yeah, I'd imagine we have some interesting calls.
Hello. I'd like to say hello to everyone tonight. I'm the man that called a couple weeks ago from Columbus, Ohio, and I was talking about Ohio State football. Tonight I'd like to say that I really like Morgana for one thing she does, and that's working with the American Cancer Society. I don't think anyone here in Fort Wayne saw it, but in Columbus they played a picture up of her strutting around the state house in a two-piece bathing suit about how healthy her lungs were, and if you don't smoke, be as healthy as mine.
I remember.
I got quite a kick of that. I still have that in my scrapbook at home. So that's what I had to say.
Oh, well, thank you. Columbus is my home, too. Hometown boy.
Oh, really?
In fact, I'm wearing my jeans that say OSU Buckeyes right here on the back pocket right now.
What part of town do you live in?
Upper Arlington.
Upper Arlington?
Uh-huh.
I live out at Murfield.
Oh.
so.
Well, thanks a lot for calling. It's really nice of you.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. 467-1190 on Sports Talk. Hello there.
Yes, I had a question for Morgana.
Yeah?
Morgana, I would like to work out a deal like you've got, you know, except work on the women. I'd like to call myself a kissing robber or something, you know.
A kissing robber.
Yeah, how would I get started so I could work on the girls' swim teams, you know, and the gymnasts and girl basketball, stuff like that?
I guess you just dive in and start swimming. That's all I can tell you.
Any special qualifications for this particular job?
Well, no, you just have to practice your pucker all the time.
Oh, I'm a pretty good pucker.
Well, that's the main thing.
I've had a lot of practice in that. It's, you just go out and try it and see what happens.
Yeah, I'll just dive in and do the old breaststroke and try to catch up with them.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to give it the old college try. If I have any trouble, I'll contact you later.
Oh, okay. I'll give you some more pointers.
Thank you, Morgan.
All right. Boy, I tell you, if you two ever got together, you and Smokey Montgomery, there would be so much publicity, the papers would go out of business. They'd run out of ink from all of that. All right.
Morgana, are there baseball players that you have on your list that you haven't nailed down yet?
Mm-hmm. Well, several. But the one that stands out in my mind the most is Dave Kingman.
Ah. I think Dave would be kind of embarrassed. He's a very shy type.
I like this kind because Frank Howard was real shy, too. When he
I grew up in Washington.
Did you? Yeah. Because Tim opening game, well, fact is, Nixon was there, too. Every time I went to a game, Nixon was there. You think he was following me?
That's what I'm getting
at. Was my name on the list? But that's funny because Frank Howard, when I kissed him, he turned real red. He blushed, and he said, my wife will kill me. And about a month later, they were divorced.
Jeez.
They were. You know, I hope that didn't anything to do with it.
Is he the largest player that you've come in contact with?
I think that's why they have the picture in Baseball's Hall of Fame. There they call me the First Lady of Baseball, but they have three pictures of myself with Frank Howard, and it's such a contrast because I'm barely 5'4", and he's, what, 6'4", 6'5", something?
Yeah.
He's been way over. He looked like a big bear, and I'm on my toes, you know, trying to pull up to kiss him, but he was a sweet old guy.
He would hit balls, Art. They would paint the chairs in center field where he'd hit the stadium with the ball way out there. I mean, good 500 feet, sometimes clear the stadium. Good old number nine, Frank Howard.
One of the strongest people ever to play the game.
Yeah.
Who's the smallest guy you've ever kissed, Morgana? What about Freddie Patek?
Well, I tried to get Freddie. So I didn't really get him, but I went in the paddy wagon after trying to get him. But the next day I went back and kissed through the net. He came over and I said, stick your cheek up here to the net. And he did, so I gave him a kiss through the net till I could get him. But he's short. He's my height.
Because of your size, basketball would obviously pose some problems for you. Those guys are all a lot taller.
Well, Bob Verga was the only basketball player I've ever kissed. He played for Carolina Cougars at that particular time. And he wasn't very tall for a basketball player, so it wasn't as rough as trying to get Frank Howard, really. Except, you know, the floor is real slick, and even though I had on my tennis shoes, I was still sliding around. It's not like the AstroTurf or the grass. And they kept bouncing the ball through the basket. The other guys kept on playing. I said, well, I don't know if I'm going to live to get off here or not. When I left, I was dizzy. I don't know if it was from his kiss or from being hit in the head with a basketball so many times.
That's a good bit for the Whoa Oasis, Ron.
Yes. If you're in town next winter, we have a basketball team here. You're in.
Okay, because I'm naming my next dog.
Art and I will donate our uniform, and we'll make you one from that.
Okay.
Anyway, hi, you're on Sports Talk.
Yeah.
Yeah, go right ahead.
Yeah, this is a caller from the Gibson Curl, and I was just wondering when the last time Morgana was wired for sound and how she swims.
Wired for sound?
Uh-huh.
Oh, he was in the night. We had some guy who said that a flying saucer had landed and wired him for sound. Some guy was trying to show us where his wires were one night. He is calling from the Gibson Curl. That's pretty good. I haven't been wired yet, hopefully.
I think we should get her a date with Honey Boy Hamilton. What do you think?
Sounds like a good idea to me.
With Slick, yeah.
He's really my ex-husband. You know, he's only 27 years old, and you see what I've done to him. He's never been of 82. Being married to me is not easy, as he can tell you. He's something new.
He used to look just like Rock Hudson, right?
About two years ago. Just exactly like him, just a few years ago. He's something. I can't imagine because, well, the first time I ever worked for Eli, I think, was 1969, and then we called Slick Honey Boy. Honey Boy Hamilton. Now we call him Slick. But I can't imagine the place ever been with. He's gone through three Gibson girls, and we've still got old Slick with us.
Yeah, he's one of the mainstays of this program.
Okay, real quickly, Morgana, before we let you go, a prediction on the playoffs and the World Series.
Well, I hope that in the World Series that it's Pittsburgh and California, and I hope that Pittsburgh wins it.
Okay, good enough.
I'm a Pirates fan.
Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you for having me, both of you. I really appreciate it. I've had a good time.
Thanks for coming by. Say hi to your boss for us.
Sure will.
And your husband.
Okay. Oh, Slick, you mean? We could be numbing a plastic bag down at the club now.
Okay, very good. We'll take a break. We'll be right back after the news with more on Sports Talk at 467-1190 as we salute the Whoa people tonight in Decatur, Indiana.
It's a great place to be.
WOWO, Fort Wayne, Group W, Westinghouse, broadcasting where it's 7 p.m.
Good evening. It's 68 degrees in Fort Wayne. Tonight's outlook mostly cloudy with a low near 60. I'm Deborah Buchanan with the 7 o'clock WoWo News. President Carter has signed legislation to implement the Panama Canal treaties. Vice President Mondale will represent the U.S. at formal ceremonies in Panama Monday to mark the beginning of the new treaties that turn over control of the canal to Panama in the year 2000. President Carter received a bill from the House today. It gave final approval to one of Carter's top governmental reorganization priorities, the creation of a separate Department of Education. The new agency will have a budget of about $14 billion and 18,000 employees, transferred from existing programs now administered by the Department of Health, Education, and Welfare. Secretary of State Vance and Soviet Foreign Minister Gromyko met to discuss the Soviet Combat Brigade in Cuba. That meeting is now over.
After meeting for more than 3 hours, Secretary of State Vance and Soviet Foreign Minister Andrei Gromyko reported no progress in their negotiations over the Soviet troops in Cuba. Vance and Gromyko said they had a serious discussion, but refused to comment on the substance of the meeting. Vance says they will not meet again and that Gromyko is heading back to the Soviet Union and will not hold any talks with any other U.S. officials, including President Carter. At a luncheon speech, Vance said that as long as they were making progress, they would keep talking. The statement that there will be no more talks indicates a stalemate over the issue of the Soviet combat brigade in Cuba. President Carter's promised to update the American people next week on the Cuban situation. Bernard Gershon in New York.
The Senate spent all day deciding whether to give themselves a pay raise. The lawmakers finally decided no salary increase should go into effect until after Congress faces voters in the general election. That means House and Senate members will continue receiving an annual salary of $57,500. However, top federal workers will get a 5.5% pay boost. A federal grand jury has indicted 13 corporations on charges of conspiring to fix retail prices of more than 1 billion gallons of gasoline sold in Florida from 1975 to 1977. A Florida civil suit also is seeking an injunction to bar the firms from further price fixing. A hearing is scheduled this hour at the Board of Works hearing room on the ninth floor of the City-County building. The discussion will concern a $15 million-plus plan to halt pollution around Fort Wayne's water sources. A three-phase construction of main and community sewer lines would reportedly eliminate 50% of Northern Allen County's pollution headaches. If there is no opposition, the city will seek federal money amounting to about 75% of the construction costs. WoWo News time is 7:04. It's 8:04 in Ohio and Michigan.
When you need someone to turn to, let us be the one.
Being outdoors means more exercise, jogging, tennis, even cleaning up the yard or working around the house can lead to minor aches and sprains. When you hurt, try soaking in Hook's Epsom salts. Epsom salts helps you relax and move freely again. Taken as directed, you'll find Epsom salts effective as an occasional laxative, too. Look for Hook's Epsom salts in the convenient 4-pound size in an easy-to-store, reclosable container. For all of your health care needs, shop your neighborhood Hook's dependable drugstore.
When you need someone to turn to, let Hook's be the one.